Hello. As we know, people are divided into two types: those who will do backups and those who already do. I belong to the latter group. For this purpose, I found a use for an HP Elite 8300 SFF office computer. The whole thing works with Backup as software. In order to fit up to three 3.5-inch drives and one 2.5-inch SATA SSD, I had to get rid of the drive rack in the 5.25 and 3.5 bays. For the platter drives, I made a cage out of a plastic ventilation duct, routed power from the motherboard for a small 70mm fan, and modified the power cable for the drives. On the visual side, the change was simple. I got rid of the 5.25 and 3.5 caps. The hardware side is boring. Possibly a quick photo from the top. I didn't bother with the lack of dentition, as long as the server was behind the couch. Recently, the server took up space under the desk, and that meant it was visible, no plugs, and just a rectangular indentation in the front of the case. To make matters worse, it was within easy reach of the hands of two future electrode regulars. I had originally planned to design and print the whole front of the case, but laziness got the better of me, and it fell to the grill. However, there was a problem. The front is rounded. Usually all we had to do was gather the dimensions with a caliper and the subject was settled. In the end, I used calipers, overall dimensions of the indentation in the front of the case, width of the ventilation slots, and ordinary pieces of paper to design the fitted bezel, of course. I'm already explaining. I saw that the height of the opening was 82.5 millimeters. So I cut a piece of card to this length, applied it to the opening, and drew the shape on one side and the other with a pen. The cards were then scanned, straightened, and color processed in Photoshop, and then thrown into Blender to model the grill. By trial and error, I found a scale factor where a scanned square of 10 millimeters would correspond to a virtual square of 10 millimeters. For a full scan taken by a Canon MP550, the image needs to be scaled up to a value of 59.282. The image below shows what this is all about. The scanned card had exactly the same width in Blender as measured with the caliper. Since I already had the curves, two different ones, the case is more convex in the middle than on the side of the case transferred to Blender, the first step was to merge the pieces. To the rescue here comes the bridge option available in Vertex Edit Mode under W, Loop Tools. I then modeled another object, which was the exact inverse of the ventilation slots. Next, it was a formality to use the Boolean difference operator on the modeled front piece. A very helpful tool is a free plugin that checks the model for 3D printing. Modeled full bezel, extrusion, and use of Boolean modifier. In a nutshell, designing any part in Blender for 3D printing looks like this. 1. Model the object using any technique, in my case modeling from a scan and using a second model as an extrusion. 2. In Vertex editing mode, we use the 3D print extension, we check if our model is correct by clicking the solid button, and very often for simpler errors, make manifold. 3. Once in object manipulation mode, we use the shortcut Ctrl+A and select rotation and scale. This is necessary because sometimes Blender uses a different scale than the print program. 4. We export our model to a .stl file with selection only selected and leaving the scale at the default value, 1.00. Then just have the 3D printer print. The Ender 3 Pro took 10 hours to print, nozzle 0.3. Of the additional options, only ironing, smoothing the top flat layers. The print is Plaspa White PLA. The cost of the filament is about 4.5 PLN. I lightly sanded the bezel with 120 paper on a washing up sponge and dusted it off. Then a matte black acrylic varnish went on it, and after a few minutes, a clear coat. What would I change? In the future, I would definitely project the piece during the day, in the sense of not being tired. The slots in the bezel do not match.